Just 2 days before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's planned visit to Israel, Tel Aviv has announced that it will build more settlements in the occupied territories. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say plans are underway to build over 1,800 new settlement units in the West Bank. The new units will be situated in 9 settlements throughout the West Bank, which Netanyahu says he refuses to relinquish of during negotiations with the Palestinians.
He has been showing his decision and his will to continue creating more facts on the ground and to continue build the settlements. And it's a message to the Palestinian side, to the international community, that settlements will continue. Even if there is a negotiation or not negotiation, it's the same.
Jamal Jamal from Stop the Wall believes that the negotiations will be a failure from the beginning and that the settlements will have been on the agenda of talks.
Since Netanyahu and his government got this umbrella of negotiations to do whatever he wants, especially the settlements, he started intensively. The first month, in September, 7,200 housing units has been built. This month already, 2,200 housing units in the West Bank, 1,558 in Jerusalem.
The U.S. brokered negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians are being resumed following a 3-year hiatus. However, Palestinians have high demands of the Palestinian Authority. Many are now calling upon the PA to take Israel to the International Criminal Court to be tried for its continued settlement expansions, which are considered illegal under international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention. Human rights groups say that Israel's recent settlement announcement is their way of showing the world their impunity during the negotiations. They further enjoyed the support of the US while not adhering to any of the preconditions as laid out by the Palestinian Authority. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.